Head coach of the Beavers, Tom Ceratori, with us. Congratulations, Tom.
Thanks, Schulte.
Big picture, the game didn't mean a whole heck of a lot, but you guys win, and just to see the emotion of your players, yeah, that game meant a lot.
It was a gutty win, though. Like I just told the guys, like, you think about this, guys, and I know they have the offside, too, but I don't care about them. But you think about us. Again, we score a goal, it's offside. So it's still 3-2 them. You know, then we got a, you know, then we pulled a goal. We also killed off a 5-on-3, by the way.
Yeah.
We kill off a 5-on-3, which I actually neglected to mention to the guys. And then we score a goal, 6-on-5. And then the game goes in overtime, and we win it, 25-30 seconds in. I mean, it was just, to me, it was a perfect win, kind of win to go into the playoffs, in my opinion. That's just, again, I'm. And that's straight from the heart. I just think it's a great way to win a game like that. And guys, let me tell you, like, this level, too, and I know how, like, people think, and they might look at St. Thomas, but I've been there. And this level is a fine line. And when there's 10 guys in the zone, like, it's like nobody's bad. Like it's hard to score. And, like, this was a gutty win, and it's not easy. Like, you take a look at their scores the second half of the year, and they've been like this.
They're playing like a team.
Well, they're hard to play against, and what they've done is they defend hard, they relieve pressure. He's a big kid in net. They play hard. They got good pace to their team has good pace. They have good pace, and no, nothing's easy at our level. Nothing's easy.
Well, they made it really difficult last night and again tonight. Even though you guys had a lot of offensive puck possession time, hard to get quality shots because of how they play defensively, where they, you know, are able to block it in and pack it in, and they blocked a lot of shots again tonight.
Big time. No, you got to get a lead on these guys. You know, then they got to open it up a little bit. You got to get a lead, and then you got to be patient with your lead a little bit too. You know, but anyway, that's that. We won the game, and now it's on to Bowling Green.
Owen Sillinger is 1 point away from tying BSU's record for points in a season. That's 41 with Matt Reed.
They gave him an assist in the overtime, so I think he's tied it.
Did Owen make that play to Rosie?
That was Lucas.
But they gave one to Owen, too.
Well, then
he's tied.
Yeah.
That's a heck of a year when you're talking about a program record. Heck of a season.
Big time.
I mean, 41 points, Tom. I mean,
no, that's awesome.
When we were looking at it, I'm like, he could get to 40 points tonight. I mean, yeah. When's the last? I mean, I couldn't even think of it. Obviously, Matt did it.
Well, he's a Reader's got to be our only guy. I know that. He's he's their only guy with 40 points, I would think. Cookie might have had 20 and 21 year. Actually, guys, check it out if you want. You can fact check me on that. I think Brendan Cook might have had 40, actually.
Still, you just have to be so damn consistent.
Oh, big time.
Yeah, and I mean, obviously Alex and him have a lot of chemistry. I mean, point-to-point passes set up, I think, two of the three goals in regulation.
Mm-hmm. No question.
On that overtime, do you have any hard and fast rules? Can you send all three guys off on a line change at once?
No,
or does
you can't.
One guy have to stay?
Their defenseman should have stayed, you know. But, hey, things happen. Things happen.
Well, Biz, what did I say? As overtime starting, these things are always lost because of a bad line change.
Well, what I was wondering, you know, and I'm going to go look at it. I almost wonder, were they? I wonder if they had too many men. I wonder if he left the bench prematurely. That happens all the time on 3-on-3, and we've been told that they're going to whistle us down for too many men if that happens. You know, so I'll look at it later too.
Well, then, you know, Elias obviously has to bury it. I mean, it's kind of funny. 3-on-3 overtime sets up weirdly. I mean, Elias isn't going to be sitting there at the blue line most of the time. Just so happened in the rotation he was, but he obviously isn't a bad guy to
Well, have. I think he was – was he coming off on a line change? And we're telling – I think that's what was going on. I think
– He saw everybody leaving, and he just stopped.
Yeah, he stopped.
Yeah. Okay,
And then Lucas, you know, he's
– Lucas found him.
Well, and Elias is screaming, I think, for the puck.
Yeah, exactly.
Because he sees he's all alone, so.
Right.
3-on-3 is just chaos.
Oh, big time.
Always is.
Yeah.
Tom, we'll see you back here next weekend.
All right, guys.
Tom Ceratori, head coach of the Beavers on our Paul Bunning Communications postgame show.